William Morrow and Harper Audio present Christmas at the Island Hotel by Jenny Colgan. Read by Ailey Beaton.
Prologue. Day and night, the great tankers plough the freezing water of the North Atlantic. Vast up close, 200, 300 metres long, filled with cars and rocking horses and teddies and barometers and valves and bonnets and tea, they are nonetheless still dwarfed by the scale of the ocean. Coming in from the west, they cross imaginary lines in the water that the comfortable and landbound hear about only as they fall asleep to the shipping forecast. Rockall, Hebrides, and over the north of Fair Isle, when they loom into view of Muir, the tiny island between Shetland and the Faroes, home to 1,500 souls in a good year. The southwesternmost tip of Muir contains the village and the port, and the sailors of the tankers, often from the Philippines or Thailand, the great seafaring nations of the South Seas, are about as far away from home as they can ever get. They look out often on the little point of light marooned in the ocean, eyes starved of diversion from the endless dark waves. You cannot be a seafaring man if prone to melancholy. You will live away from your family, in close quarters with other men for 9 or 10 months of the year, so a positive attitude is best. But even the most sea-hardened occasionally get a little mournful for home, particularly when they pull up the binoculars and see the coloured houses of Muir, crowded higgledy-piggledy on the wharf, all soft grey.